Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the show. Hope that you're enjoying our June weather. We did get some rain. That's a good thing. We do need a little more rain, folks. We want to make sure that we don't have the big fires that we've had in the past. So appreciate the rain. Bless the rain when we get it, and then the sun will come back out. Yeah,
so what you're saying is January may not be such a bad thing.
Well,
we have little bits of January because it's cooler.
Yeah.
But, boy, it sure has been beautiful and clear here on the peninsula, that's for sure. Well, hey, we want to mention a number of things. Brenda actually put something up on Facebook yesterday about homeopathics. Now, they're under attack. The FDA is trying to get rid of them, essentially. Now, we use homeopathics for ourselves. It's one of the I love these little allergy pills that I take. I can't pronounce the homeopathic name, but
they work.
And, you know, these tiny little things I stick under my tongue in the morning and otherwise being affected by all the fir trees that we're surrounded by and the pollen that covers your car. So I'm a fan, but also we've been working with our pets with the liquid homeopathics.
And what we want to be really conscious of, folks, is that if they do take some of the homeopathics away and maybe more in the future, then it starts kind of a pattern because they've been looking at supplements for many years and attacking certain supplements as well. We just would like to avoid that pattern and keep out in the public our ability and our rights to choose what we feel our body can use and need. So we really need your help with this. If you can jump on our Facebook page, go to conscioustalk.net, click on the F icon, and click and get on our Facebook page. There's a link that will take you right to the site that you need to sign the petition. And the more of us that stand up and speak out and support what we want, the more likely we will get that support.
Yeah, and it's very effective to call your representatives and your senators, of course. You know, that they really count on. So hold on, we got an exciting show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So we've all had the experience where your life seems to be going nowhere, stuck in neutral, or some other frustrating place. Well, wouldn't it be nice instead if everything just flowed smoothly? Is it possible to always have it this way? Well, we thought this might be interesting for Dr. Devana Badri to address. Flow. Because it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality right here on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. As always, that listener is you.
Well, if you've been listening to Conscious Talk over the years, you know we are all about healing, and we are all about introducing people to you that we find to be the most healing for our planet, for our animals, for all the humans. And one of our favorite transformation healers has been Dr. Devana Badri, which is why once a month we connect with her in what we call down-to-earth spirituality here on Conscious Talk. And we go after certain, themes, I guess, is the best way to look at it, ways that maybe you haven't thought about your life and how to handle them from a spiritual point of view. So today is no exception. We are going to talk about flow. So, Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Well, we're excited about flowing into this one.
Yes, and before we do that, I just want to make a little testimony here. Rob and I worked with Dr. Devana Vedrí for, I don't know, how many years? 10, 12 years maybe, going in once a week, having sessions, or whether it was on the phone or in person, whatever. It's why we're where we're at today. She's a big reason why we've been able to transform so many things in our life. So if you're not using her services, you, my friend, are missing out. Okay, now we can flow.
Yeah, now that the cheap commercialism is done with, you know.
Yeah, but so true.
Yeah, so true.
So what do we? What do you mean by flow, Devana? Why is this a subject you wanted to bring forward?
I wanted to bring it forward, especially because of the times we're in right now. Mm-hmm. And we just got through a year of upheaval, pattern breaking, debris flying, all sorts of things like that. And now we're in this incredible year of flow because things have been loosened up. And as things are opening up, part of the challenge is to stay in motion. Can be one of the most challenging things to do, especially when patterns have been upset and there's a part of, we'll call the conscious mind, that wants to go back to the old patterns, whether they served us or not. And it wants to kind of rejig those and have those lock in. But when you have patterns that have been disrupted, you can't go back. And when you try, it actually can be very painful and frustrating and take a lot of energy and not be successful. And so I'm really going to suggest that one resists the urge to go back and to reestablish patterns that perhaps were unhealthy or that really didn't serve one's evolution. And this is where we get into flow. Because to stay in movement, to stay in flow, it requires that we allow the dismantling of old patterns that are locked and keep us locked, and for them to be dismantled and for us to form new ways of moving and new ways of existing that provide movement as part of their design.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's funny, when we saw the subject matter flow, what went through my mind is what Brenda and I always say to each other, which is when things get a little
woogie.
Well, I get a little woogie, or there's the possibility of a little bit of wooginess, or there's something we want to accomplish. We know we can't waste time. We look at each other and we go, flow, flow, flow. And we repeat that any number of times. And what it means to me is allow the possibility. In other words, shut down all of those things, you know, those old concerns and ways of doing things. Let's just open up to this is actually possible, so let's flow with it.
Yes, it's almost like broadening our perception.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and allowing for new input, for new habits to form, new energy to come in, new perspective. And this is where so often, in terms of flow, there will be parts of the life innately for each person that will flow with ease and without much thought, and things appear and it almost seems like magic. And then there are other parts of the life where getting something to flow or shift seems like it never happens. Mm-hmm. And this is where if one can look at one's life and the different parts and pieces and components and see where does it move easily? Where does it seem like that flow is not impeded? Where does there always feel as though there's energy? And then where does it feel like there's not energy and where flow is impeded? Where is that? And to start to look at those places in the life and then to look at how one feels about the areas that move easily and how one feels about the areas that don't. And so often, what you'll find is that where it's flowing, there is pleasure, there is happiness, there's not a lot of fear, there's not a lot of confusion, and there's not a lot of what we'll call issues.
Or what you would, maybe what you would call, or what Divine Mother used to call, conditions, where we slap on a lot of conditions.
Yes, which constrict.
Right.
And so if you look at the other areas where there's not the flow and there's not the ease, you'll often find lots of feelings, lots of fear, lots of attitude, and frustration. And so, but it's a good thing to notice, like, where is there flow, where isn't there flow? Because so often in those frustrating areas, the mind wants to form a story that somehow we're not supported, that spirit's not listening to us, that you know, we're not in the flow, we're not included in the flow. And that's just not true. It's just one is like an artery and the other is like a capillary.
Great comparison.
Big vessel, little vessel.
And would it be helpful too, Devonna, to look at the flow and where it feels good, there's ease, there's grace, there's movement, and looking at all those things, there's very little fear, if any, all those things. And then when we move over to look at where we're not flowing, would it be helpful to look at what, because of the stories we've built, what beliefs we've kind of built around those stories?
Yes, because those are the issues or the conditions.
Yes.
And so, and we can use money for an example. If it's considered that people that have money are crooks, or they're not honorable, or they're not spiritual, and you're a spiritual being, you've already made a choice to exclude yourself from that experience.
And that's really an important point to make, that where we've held judgment on the, like, say, money, where our parents maybe lived in a lot of lack, and so we just think that's the way it is, or people with money, there's something wrong with them because they're greedy or whatever. It's really important, Devonna, what you just said, to notice that and notice that you're part of that now, that equation. And if you wonder why money isn't flowing, it's because there is an energetic block, a belief, whatever you want to call it, that is really stopping that energy from flowing in that direction.
Yeah, but is the awareness enough?
And you can answer that when we come back, because we're going to jump off to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. This is Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And today we're making a difference with Dr. Devana Vedrì. We call this down-to-earth spirituality. It has been so important to us over the years. We do this once a month. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about flow. So, you know, is awareness enough? I mean, awareness is huge in so many areas, but so I get it. My life is out of flow. I found out what's blocking it, and it's maybe judgment in this case.
Or a belief.
So is that enough? Does it automatically, magically disappear?
Oh, that it would.
If it could be that easy.
We'd all be on easy streets.
Yeah, exactly.
So, awareness is where it begins in terms of transformation. Mm-hmm. To understand that it is our beliefs, it is our actions that align with those beliefs that create our world, that create our reality. And so when we have the awareness that, wow, I've had issues and strong beliefs about money, about having money, how to spend money, what does it mean about who I am if I have a lot of money, what do I do if I have more money than I need, you know, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And having the awareness that there are internal conversations about enough money, about too much money, that's a great awareness because you can then turn to the divine and say, please bring to me the ability to transform my limitations around having what I need and want monetarily. And so often what comes back in the awareness are not only the too much money conversations or the not enough money conversations, but what also comes back in the awareness is where money sits in a place of importance. And a lot of times what someone realizes is that they don't really want the gobs and gobs of money that they think they want. A lot of times they just want the flow in that arena to have peace around it,
mm-hmm.
to know that what they need will be brought, to know that they will have enough to do what they want. And when they really get down to it, it isn't everyone that wants the $5 million home with the $110,000 car and the, you know, other things. So often it's much more simple.
Mm-hmm.
Is wanting a good solid car that runs and mm-hmm. wanting a home that's easy to manage and is of a size that fits the life. And so we start to see where the illusions sit, and we start to see that so much of the ends of the spectrum in terms of, let's say, flow and money, we start to really understand that even though our mind has said, oh, you have to want this, deep within, at a soul level, the spiritual aspect, that's not what is wanted nor needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see this over and over and over again, that as you motion through the belief systems of limitation and lack and start to get yourself more included within the flow of, let's say, money, what is wanted, what is needed, changes. And so it's important in terms of flow to have it be wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to spread wide open your feelings and attitudes towards money and yourself with money and having more money than in the moment that you need. It does not necessarily mean that you're then going to turn your attention to how to get more and more and more and more.
Yeah. It seems like, Devonna, if you're going down that road with flow and you feel you have to have more and more and more, that there's something missing there or something that is askew. The conscious mind, you know, bringing up that, well, now you got more, but more is not going to be enough.
Yeah, but maybe more is choice. Maybe that's another way of looking at it, is that you can have more choice, because often you know, when it becomes something, let's say your goal was just to have as much money as you could have, well, then you have to pay attention to money all of the time.
You have to manage it.
You have to manage it, and that leaves out other things. So, but if there is enough, then you have a choice. You can pursue more if you wish or not and pursue something else.
Could we actually intend, Devana, to have a balanced life, that we have plenty of money, like you said, to fulfill our needs and do the things we want. We have good health. We have happiness and joy and peace in our lives, and we're leading a balanced life with that flow.
Right. So you only have drama if you want it.
Yes, and it's part of, as we look at flow today, why we're looking at where does it flow easily, mm-hmm. and where does it not flow easily, mm-hmm. because that is part of an imbalance.
Right.
It's part of, over on the one hand, where it flows easily, there's a lot of trust, there's a lot of surrender, there aren't a whole lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
You go into some of these other areas, and there are a lot of issues, mm-hmm. and it's not easy, and it's often the areas that we don't want to look at, and we don't want to give our energy and attention to, and yet they're kind of dying on the vine, so to speak, because we aren't giving them love and energy and opening them up.
Right.
And they're usually places of constant frustration.
Mm-hmm. It seems like we're unwilling to acknowledge what is about something in our life, Devana. We create struggle and then suffering. When we simply are afraid to even acknowledge it, to be with it, to admit it, because we're so afraid of it. We're so afraid if we do, there's something wrong with this, or it's all going to collapse in on us. But that fear thing that sits there, the story we've built around that, prevents us from really in that acknowledgement, being in that acknowledgement.
Yeah, what it tells me is you know, flow is the opposite of resistance.
Yeah.
Yes. And so to think of those areas of the life that are not being given a lot of attention and energy because they're difficult, because they're uncomfortable, that's all right. You can give them some love and attention and allow spirit to highlight for you how to love that area, to love that part of your being. You don't have to know how. It's different for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And so perhaps the way one might begin is to acknowledge, you know, Divine Mother, Spirit, I have no idea how to love this. Please help me to bring more love, care, and attention to this. And just let yourself be guided. If you get inspired to do something, then do it. And just see over time how that transforms and what you learn. Because you will learn.
You bring up another really good point, Devana, and it's one that I remember so many times sitting before you and or Divine Mother and being told that I'm not asking enough. I'm not asking for help. The mind has decided I have to figure this out on my own, and I just simply can't. What a loser I am. And that's kind of where you get stuck in that. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that conclusion is like a brick wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a big, it, right?
Yeah, a big, thick, thick concrete wall. I can say from experience.
Yeah, it's a brick facade over a concrete wall.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you thought you were going to break through easy, you're surprised. Well, you know, this is how we bring it down to earth, and this is where these discussions go and why they're so important and why we talk to Dr. Devana Vadri once a month. So hang on. We have her coming back right after these messages. You are listening to Conscious Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
This is Conscious Talk, where 0 point is the point of it all. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference. We're very, very happy that you are part of our Conscious Talk family. We are a family here of listeners and learners. We're all learning, we're all growing, and we even become teachers in our own right. So no one is unequal here. We're all on equal footing here. That's why I say on our intro that we learn and grow together. And what we have learned from Dr. Devana Vedrí has been so immensely important in our lives, and hopefully everything she has been able to communicate on the show, because she is on once a month. And today we're talking about flow and getting into flow, and how do you really know when you're not and when you are, and what you can do about it. So, Devana, you brought up some really important points. Number one is asking for help. We just simply don't ask enough. I don't know if the conscious mind drives us to thinking we have to do it all by ourselves. You know, that rugged individualism of Americans.
Oh, you mean your favorite subject, the ego.
Yeah. Or what? But that's one important thing that we can do.
Yes, and to understand that the areas where there's a challenge in terms of flow, those areas in life are there to teach us. Mm-hmm. They're not there in terms of shame. Mm-hmm. They're not there to be judged. They're not there to be held as reasons to not be loved. Those areas in our lives are what are right and perfect about us. And we have worked hard in each life that we've had to have certain challenges. And so to think more in terms of, wow, I struggle with X. I've always struggled with X. Wow, I must have come into this life because I desire to not struggle with X anymore.
Mm.
And to understand that when we aren't running away from it and we're not feeling shame about it, then we can look at it and embrace that is our teaching place.
Mm.
That is where, if we drill in and we give it energy and attention, we will learn a lot about ourselves, but we will also free up a lot of energy and create a lot of movement for ourselves in this lifetime.
Can we also, Devana, add to that we come in with these challenges to learn and grow and evolve, therefore we're equipped to deal with them?
We have everything we need.
Yeah. Yeah, we've often said that, we've often said the universe doesn't give you more than you can handle.
Yeah, and that's really true.
Yeah.
And so to understand that it's really about, instead of running away from, ignoring, hoping it goes away, hiding the issue under the covers,
right,
until it really becomes a pain in our backside,
mm-hmm,
to go, wait a minute, there's something right about this in my life.
Mm.
There's something here for me that's a gem among gems. I'm going to go look at this. I'm not going to ignore this, no matter how uncomfortable, confusing, painful this may be.
Mm-hmm.
I want the flow in this area of my life to be different.
Yes.
And then and put the attention there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And really, Devana, it goes back to the saying that Rob and I do all the time on the show. Everything is for us. Everything is for our, we are divine beings. There's nothing against us but our own conscious mind that make up things that say this is, that we're flawed in some way or not good enough or not worthy or not deserving, because we come in, we are divine beings. So everything is available and everything is possible.
Well, yeah, and you've just said what we've heard so many times over the years, where your attention goes, energy flows. Mm-hmm. So you have something to do with the flow. It isn't, I mean, yes, you can jump in with a greater flow, something that shows up in your life. It's like jumping into the river and going with the current as opposed to swimming against the current. But, you know, putting your attention in a direction creates flow. That's my way of putting it, and we can you can correct me when we come back. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrì. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hey, welcome back. You are still listening to Conscious Talk, and we are still making a difference. We've been doing this now. It's going to be 20 years
in
shortly.
August.
Yes, August 8th was the exact date. Over many of those years, we've spent time here on the radio with Dr. Devana Vedrì, one of the most effective transformational healers that we know because of who she works with out there in the universe. Mm. And, you know, if you want to work with her, you can do that, and we will let you know at the end of the show how to get in touch and to do this, you know, really deep personal work.
It's not hard work.
It's not hard work. It's just you got to do it.
What you taught us, Devana, and what you're teaching us all today is what flow is all about and getting into the flow. And, you know, you've made some really, really powerful points in the show today about it. You know, the first step is awareness and acknowledging that you have a part of you or an issue or a place where you're not in flow. And you want to ask for help and acknowledge that.
Yeah, but, you know, I did want to in some way delineate between, you know, there are larger flows like the universal flow. We're in the middle of a shift, so there's a lot of things going on that haven't been available before. And then there are our personal ones within that.
Yes, and to understand that one of the things right now as people are a little freer in terms of movement and are kind of building back their lives, to allow the disruption to form things anew, to really look at what do you want to bring back, what serves your movement forward, what serves you in terms of energy, and to allow that we're in such a unique time that one can pretty much do it as one pleases. That's always been available, but I don't know that it's always been as believable as it is now.
Yeah.
That there is the opportunity right now to form your life, because some of the boxes that had really dark black lines around them that said you have to do that to survive, or you have to have this to be happy, well, those got obliterated this last year.
Yeah, we had a lot of help. It was
the great universal upheaval.
Yeah. No, it's true. And so you can either resist that or you can go with the flow, open your eyes and see what it presents.
And feel into where is their energy? Where is their possibilities? What feels good? What feels right? What feels old? What feels stagnant? What feels stale? Where is there no energy anymore? Where you might have had a ton of energy a year ago on something, and now it's like, oh, no. And understand that it's not about trying to find some energy for it. It's just to acknowledge, wow, that's old, stale, stagnant for me. Where I really have an interest now is over here. I want to create this over here. And to just let that be. Even though you don't know how or when or why or any of that, just simply acknowledging that, I want to do something over here, not over there. I've done that. I want to do this over here. Because within that flow of energy, in that flow, what it brings is newness. And it brings with it growth and evolution. Mm-hmm. Remember that we're letting these very stagnant old places fall away. And we're saying yes to those new areas of flow that have inherent within them evolution and movement by their design.
Wouldn't you say, Devonna, because of this shift from, I'll just simply state it as I know it, from materialism, we're shifting out of this materialistic viewpoint, beliefs, all of that around materialism on the planet, to oneness, to wholeness, to the spiritual, to the actual authenticity of who we are, instead of all the physical, materialistic, we're way more than that. Because of that, what you're talking about, getting in the flow, I think is easier now than it's ever been.
And it's especially easier because the playing field got leveled so much.
Yeah.
So many of the limiting boxes got removed. And so those people that felt disenfranchised suddenly felt a little more franchised.
Right.
And, those that had maybe never thought about it because they always lived in a certain level of inclusiveness and privilege had to start to think about it. And so those lines have blurred, which is really great. That's part of the dismantling. But within each structure, it's going to be looking at flow. Where's their energy? Where isn't their energy? And to allow oneself to be very even with oneself, within one's life, within one's interests, even in terms of the global interest, what does it look like? Where is their energy? Where isn't their energy anymore? And to allow oneself to trust and to go where there is the flow, where there is the energy. And a lot of times, what you'll find right now is that where maybe this one area of the life that it just never had good flow suddenly is interesting to you. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you want to take it up. Mm. Suddenly you see possibilities there that you didn't see before. Mm-hmm. It's important to go with that.
Right.
Yeah.
To drop the pattern of resistance and go with it. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the energy is. That's what's being revealed. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the flow into the life and into the consciousness and the awareness. And you'll find when you go with that, that what seemed to be the impossible can happen. Where suddenly the issues around something just like fall away in a way that you didn't think was possible.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes that falling away is all of a sudden you realize, wow. I mean, it's almost easy. Yeah, it's almost magical.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what flow is ease. You know, we often say grace and ease, but I guess you could define that as flow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when we will allow that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so to move forward, to look at the life, to see where there's flow, where there isn't, but also where's the fascination right now? Mm-hmm. Is it in what was, or have some new things been brought, new possibilities that you wouldn't have entertained a year ago? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have even felt interesting or possible, and now there's so much energy there, you want to research and you want to dive in.
Yes.
To give yourself permission to dive in, trusting that that's the new direction your spirit wants you to go in, and you will be completely supported within it.
Mm. Yeah, and that's the answer to, you know, when you ask, you'll know when all of a sudden it becomes easy and you're drawn to that particular energy. Mm-hmm. And it is actually that simple. And nobody said it was particularly easy to get there sometimes, but that's what we're all working on, and the possibilities are there. And if you want to, you know, dig deeper into how you do these things, you can work with Dr. Devana Vedrí. So, Devana, how do they get in touch with you?
They can email me at Dr. Devana, drdevana, at comcast.net, or they can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Well, Devana, as always, thank you. Thank you so much for your wisdom and your love and blessing us all so much today. And folks, as always, thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.